joy, a feeling of great delight or happiness. What brings you joy today? If you think about it, joy and happiness are hard to sustain. We can find joy in many things, in people, our families, and loved ones, but they don't always make us happy, do they? Now, I know, I hear you. You probably say, "Oh, Pastor, I'm always happy with my family." I would say to you, remember, you really shouldn't mind church. Families are great. I highly recommend good, loving families. But families, even the best of them, require a lot of work, and it is not always joyful. The joyful moments, though, would not be so special without the trying times. If all we ever experienced in life was joy, then joy would become old. If all we ever experienced in this life is joy, we would not have a real appreciation for it, and it would not mean as much to us. Now, I'm not recommending that we go through trying times. I'm saying in your life, in your Christian life, learn to appreciate what's taking place. Learn to appreciate what God is doing. Learn to appreciate, even whenever it's not good times, that God is at work. And when joy comes, it will be so much more joyful after going through those times. You know that. You've experienced that. Each one of you have felt that. It makes it worthwhile. Now, things can bring us joy, but the happiness is always fleeting. A new home, new car, computer, presents under the Christmas tree, all of these things bring us joy for a short time. But then, like everything else, they get old. Cars, even new ones, break down. Homes always need repair. And computers, well, don't even get me started on how enjoyable they can be. We all know that as well. Things will let us down every time, but we never really seem to learn our lesson about things, because we will always find ourselves connecting our joy to the things of life. It must be a human condition. It must be something that we really can't help. But no matter how much we focus, we still will find ourselves striving for things, basing our happiness on things, and in turn being left out by those things. Many times you will hear people say, "What a wondrous, joyful season Christmas is. All the lights and decorations, the parties and celebrations, the family gatherings, people singing, people laughing." In our minds, we see all of the wonder and joy. Everything looks like a Hallmark Christmas card. We are nostalgic about Christmas. We see it as perfect in many ways. Everyone is happy. There is nothing but joy, right? Well, the fact of the matter is that this can be a very difficult time for many. I got an email from a presbytery about a blue Christmas service that one of the churches will be hosting. For so many that are blue this time of year, sometimes, even as Christian people, we forget during this time of year that while we are happy and while things may be going well and we want to celebrate Christmas, that there are those around us who need a special touch from us and need special attention. There are those that are experiencing things. You see, I know we don't remember this, but Christmas doesn't take away everything. Life is still there. The hurt is still there. People are still going through things. Life doesn't stop at Christmas. And as Christian people, we need to just focus a little bit on that and understand that Christmas joy is great. But we need to make sure that we are bringing everybody with us. We are not leaving people behind or not quite feeling that. So there is something that can give us joy no matter the season. We can have joy even when others have left us down, even when all of our things have grown old. True joy comes when we are obedient to God. Now, if you are not a practicing Christian, you will probably not understand this. Some of you might think that you're a Christian and you don't need any practice. Well, that's like saying I'm a lump of clay and I don't need to be molded, isn't it? We all need to practice this faith. This is not going to come natural. And it will take a lot of work. But there can be joy in that work. We all need practice being obedient to Christ, and it's never easy. It's about what we are willing to sacrifice. I have a part of the devotional that I want to read to you today from my daily devotions that speaks to this a little bit. It speaks of myrrh. It says, like frankincense, myrrh was arisen, extracted from a host of small thorny trees in the Middle East. The resin was valued as a perfume, as incense, and also as medicine. It was traded as a valuable spice in the Old Testament and as an ingredient in sacred anointing oil. So when the Magi came to present their gifts to the Christ child, why did they include myrrh? As a valuable commodity, it represented a sacrifice on the Magi's part. But there was a deeper meaning foreshadowed in their gift. Its medicinal use and perfuming use suggested the coming death of the King of the Jews. Indeed, when Jesus hung on the cross, he was given wine mingled with myrrh to drink. And when he was entombed, myrrh was one of the aromatic spices used when his body was wrapped in grave cloths. There's a question here this morning, and I think it's a question for all of us. What myrrh-like gift can we give to Christ this Christmas? And the answer says we can live the reality of having died with Christ and been raised to new life in him. Dying to this life can bring joy. You'll have volunteers this morning that are ready to die to this life with the joy of serving Christ. Be able to raise your hand. Our scripture: as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. Keeping the commands of our Savior. Now I know this speaks of love, and love actually is going to be next week's subject, but listen to what Jesus is saying here. Being obedient, keeping his commands, keeps you in God's love. Now, I have to tell you that as a Christian, you will never lose God's love. But when we turn from God's ways, it can certainly feel like we have. What have I always told you from this pulpit? Many times. If you feel far away from God, then yes, it moved. Right? God doesn't move from you. But when you are disobedient, you move further and further from God. God is still right there. God still wants to be close to you. God still is not rejecting you. God still will be there for you. But as we are disobedient, and as we are disobedient over and over again, we move further and further away from God. He doesn't move. But we do. And we find ourselves wondering, what happened to my joy? Why am I not quite as happy as I once was? Why is this feeling indifferent? And if we stop and think about it, it all starts when we start moving away from God. Now listen to me. Here it is. Don't miss it this morning. Don't miss what it's saying to you. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus wants us to know how to have joy. Not just any joy. His joy. The joy of the Son of God. The joy of the Savior that came and was born, lived, crucified, dead and buried, and raised again. His joy. Not just any joy. A complete joy. A joy that surpasses all understanding. There is joy in obedience to God. And I will even go one step further. There is no true joy without it. I believe that every other joy is pretend joy. It's joy that we create for ourselves. It's happiness that we want to say we have. But without God and without obedience to Him, I don't believe that we can ever know true joy. Let me finish this one. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. What a friend I have in Jesus. Really. Have you been loving one another? What a friend I have in Jesus. That's true. Are you loving one another? Jesus sacrificed all for you. What are you willing to sacrifice in His name for others? True joy comes through obedience to Jesus. And Jesus tells us to sacrifice all in order to love others. All in order to love others. What Mary-like gift can we give to Christ this Christmas? We can live the reality of having died with Christ and been raised to new life in Him. What Mary-like gift will you give this Christmas? Don't make it about what you get. Don't reserve the joy that you can have in your heart by what you might receive in the presence under the tree. I invite you to experience real joy. Obedience to God. Giving. Self-sacrificing. For someone else. That is joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly